We're talking with
Samuel Culbert, and I'm the author of Good People, Bad Managers, How Culture Corrupts Good Intentions.
Certainly the sexual harassment issue was part of Culbert's bad managers theme, but he's not talking about the men or women who use their position to do nefarious things.
My book is about the good guys with good intentions who are out to really do well for their employees, situation permitting. And too often it doesn't permit. There's a lot of bad management taking place, a lot of bad management behavior, I should say, and too much of it is being done by the good guys.
Give me the explanation or the definition, your definition of good guy managers.
A good management is helping other people accomplish and knowing enough about them to guide them in their accomplishments toward a successful and productive life as they want it to be. Too often, what the managers are doing is getting in the way of people being their best.
Well, tell me, what is the disconnect? Because managers were at one point employees guided by other managers until they become managers. So why don't they know that what it is that they're doing or asking their employees to do is not helpful and may be harmful?
I really like your word disconnect. It is a disconnect because managers get so involved in their own well-being that they just don't have the focus to worry about to give to the employees. Managers have usually, in big companies especially, there's a lot of pressure to either move up or move on. And what they need to do to move up is to deploy employees instead of support them against projects that accrue to their credit, not necessarily the employees. Basically, the managers are worrying about their own boat getting higher, and the employee may get his picture in the cafeteria, but the manager is out to get the big raise and promotion.
So what's the solution then?
You know how they say in Maine, you can't get there from here? What you got to do is find a way to acknowledge the erroneous assumptions that the work culture makes of people around objectivity, around self-interest, that helping other people doesn't mean taking credit for their accomplishments. And that there are other things beside the bottom line that make a difference in performing one's managerial duties. Managing, guiding someone, is a very time-consuming activity, and there's no credit for it. How do you give a person credit for spending time with an employee in ways that the employee may not even realize at the moment is beneficial to him or her?
We've been talking with Samuel Culbert, author of Good People, Bad Managers. I'm Jude Lindley.